Track 9, more news stories. Tynmouth pupils craft coral reef felt art. Children from a Tynmouth primary school worked together to produce a huge felt artwork linked to their learning about coral reefs as part of a recent art workshop. The Year 5 pupils at Our Lady and St Patrick, OLSP, Roman Catholic Primary School, created their textile masterpiece in a workshop run by the Devon-based arts charity DAISY and funded by the Helen Foundation. During the workshop, the children joined forces to create a beautiful collaborative felt artwork of an underwater scene. They then extended their skills by making their own individual felt pots, discovering new techniques and expressing their creativity along the way. We are hugely grateful to the Helen Foundation for supporting this fabulous opportunity and helping to inspire our young artists, said OLSP Year 5 teacher Miss Wathen. The day was filled with colourful, soapy fun and plenty of smiles, she added. The workshop was one of a series taking place in schools across Teignbridge, funded by the Helen Foundation and project managed by DAISY. The Helen Foundation was launched in 2006 in memory of Helen Kirk, who died at the age of 24 after a car accident on Christmas Eve in 2005. The charity aims to support the aspirations of young people in Teignbridge. As part of this, the charity subsidises art-based workshops led by professional artists in schools across Teignbridge. These are administered and organised on behalf of the Helen Foundation by DAISY, which works with schools to ensure workshops are most suited to schools' requirements. DAISY is an arts education charity that aims to create and promote inspiring, creative and cultural experiences that enable more children and young people, especially those from vulnerable or disadvantaged backgrounds, to access and enjoy the arts.
Real Living Wage Certification for Drinks Company. A Buckfast Lee-based beverage firm has been officially recognised as an employer that pays its staff fairly. Luscombe Drinks, which makes organic drinks made from fruit and Dartmoor spring water, received its accreditation from the Living Wage Foundation. The firm said the certification is more than a badge and reflects its commitment to doing the right thing. We've always felt a deep responsibility, not just to make exceptional drinks, but to support the people behind every bottle, commented Luscombe Drinks Chief Executive Scott Cooper. Becoming a living wage employer was an important step for us to formally recognise the commitment. It ensures that everyone who works for us earns a wage that meets the real cost of living, not just the government minimum. This is about valuing our team and the wider network.
House clearances to help hospice service. A new house clearance service has been launched by Rowcroft Hospice. The service to clear properties in Torbay, Teignbridge and the South Hams will also be supporting the hospice's essential services for those in need of end-of-life care. Inspired by the success of similar initiatives by other charities across the region, the new service complements Rowcroft's existing furniture collection service with the goal of raising valuable funds to enable the hospice to continue delivering its specialist care to local families. One of its first customers was Baz Kelly from Bovey Tracy, who recently used the service to clear out his late mother's property in Dawlish. He described the service as very efficient, friendly and courteous, and I would thoroughly recommend them. He added, "What's more, I received a phone call the following day to inform me they had found an envelope containing cash in an item of furniture that my mother had hidden. Lovely to know that integrity and honesty are still alive and well. A totally brilliant and exemplary service." Householders can now book to use the professional house clearance service, and any resellable goods will be redistributed to the charity's shops to raise funds for Rowcroft. Each property and its contents will be individually assessed for free, and the customer will be provided with a no-obligation quote tailored to their specific requirements. The service's comprehensive solution includes packing, removing the contents of a property, and basic post-clearance cleaning. Rowcroft's Director of Retail, Caroline Wannell, said this exciting new venture will help our local community to clear out their homes while raising crucial funds for the hospice. In line with the hospice's compassionate values, our dedicated team will work in a sensitive and respectful manner, helping to make it as stress-free as possible. This house clearance service generates essential sustainable income for Rowcroft and also gives people peace of mind, knowing that their donated furniture, homeware, etc., and white goods will be sold in our shops to support Rowcroft's vital work in the local community. Items that cannot be sold will be responsibly recycled to minimise waste. With the rising costs that hospices are facing, every penny raised counts. To cover operational costs such as recycling fees, transportation, fuel and labour, Rowcroft charges for its house clearance service. Prices vary depending on the property size and complexity and the nature of the items to be cleared.
Artist turns trailer into eco-friendly retreat. A lovingly restored 1969 American trailer has become a highlight at a glamping site near Ashburton. The classic Airstream land yacht was once just a shell, but thanks to artist Willow de la Roche, it has received a £40,000 makeover. It is now based at Wilderhus Camping, a rewilded eco-retreat fast gaining cult following. The off-grid classic trailer accommodation started life in California. Willow explained, "A few years ago, I spun a globe to decide where to travel, and it landed on California. Weeks later, my partner Finn and I were in the desert and saw this old Airstream for sale by the side of the road and knew that it was coming home with us. The vintage shell was shipped back across the Atlantic and painstakingly restored in a local barn. Willow took on learning electrics, plumbing, cabinetry and polishing, transforming the faded aluminium relic into a minimalist sanctuary with reclaimed wood flooring, bamboo shower, wood-fired hot tub and bed overlooking the rolling hills, with valuable advice from local tradespeople. The trailer had cost £3,000, but it then cost a further £6,000 in transportation costs, including shipping across the Atlantic. Restoration costs ran to £31,000, including a £5,000 solid maple bed and bespoke curved mattress, about £6,000 for solar power, a £3,000 kitchen, and an external shower and compost loo, which cost a further £5,000. Materials and labour from local tradespeople cost £11,000, and access to the site proved tricky. Since its completion, Dartmoor author Sophie Pierce used the silver trailer as a base while writing her book Rock Idols, Dartmoor's Wild Tours. Now the site is drawing interest from creatives, wild swimmers and design lovers alike. The trailer now hosts writing residences, creative retreats and romantic stays. Guests receive wild swimming maps of the Dart and the chance to book a behind-the-scenes tour. Recognised for its strong environmental ethos, Wilderhus recently earned a gold award from the Green Tourism UK. The Airstream sleeps four plus a dog and runs on solar power and has a spring-fed shower.